here's why. If you were wondering.
This is why we can't.
This is why.
Nice things.
Oh, yes. Just an honorable mention goes out to anybody that tried to prank you already today or will in the future. We'll just give them an honorary.
Dum, 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 dum.
But we start down at the border. U.S. Customs Border Protection agents seized a massive haul of bologna and sausage. Massive haul of prohibited Mexican sausages inside of a vehicle arriving from Mexico. Confiscated 748 pounds of Mexican bologna. Now, according to Texas Monthly, a single roll of Chimex, the most popular brand of Mexican bologna, costs under $15 in Mexico, but it can sell for up to $120 in the United States.
Oh, my God. The Chimex scam? The heist?
I'm going to have to go see if I can get a hold of some there.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, lots of women dream of dating a man in uniform, but Andrea Asaf ain't looking for love. Uh-uh. She went out with a police officer that lives in the same building where she happens to reside, as well as work as the leasing manager. But, yeah, Cupid was nowhere to be found on this little outing. Afterwards, she used her key fob to get into his apartment and then stole the keys to his police cruiser. Now, she later returned it and threw her phone at him as well. Didn't make her very happy. Unfortunately, this was not enough. She's now been charged with burglary, grand theft, and battery on a police officer.
So when's the date?
I don't know.
Dum, 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 dum.
You gotta kick the tires.
She stole my police cruiser and my heart. Well, talking about stealing cars, let's go up to Canada because they can do that too. A couple from British Columbia, Canada, recently stole, you know what a bait car is? Purposefully put there, set up by police to catch car thieves. Well, they took it. And then they didn't go very far. They stopped at a McDonald's before the car shut down and they were arrested. Here is some audio in the bait car.
Go
to McDonald's.
Two junior chickens and three McDoubles. This is gangster.
This is gangster, she says.
Turn on the radio, eh?
Yeah, turn on the radio.
Hey!
I didn't do nothing.
Uh-oh.
I just turned this button.
And the car shuts off.
Oh, yeah, we're in a big car.
The guy in the back,
oh,
you can tell.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, we're in a big car.
That's how Canadians act when they get in trouble. Oh, yeah, I did something.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, jeez.
So you ever go 30,000 feet in the air and wake up with a brand new look? Well, me either. However, a TikToker by the name of Danielle, she has some questions. She fell asleep on an American Airlines flight where she woke up to the sound of someone taking her picture. It turns out that a fellow passenger had braided her hair while she was out. She says it's weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Warns people to hide your weaves.
Well.
And says an anonymous, hair braider is on the loose. Yeah, understandably, American Airlines does not have much of a comment on this whole situation.
There's a lot of reasons this is wrong.
Yeah, hide your weave.
Okay, I will.
Try and control myself.
All right.
Shame.
I was just willy-nilly.
Shame.
Letting my weave go out there in the
Shame.
Wild.
No,
Shame.
I will rein in my weave.
Shame.
Just because of that lady. Let's go to Florida because, you know, St. Petersburg. And a Florida woman there recently attacked a man. Nikki Quarterman was drunk when she started breaking items in this victim's apartment.
Oh, dear.
She then proceeded to very much go Florida on brand and swing a massive conch shell at him, hitting the guy at least once. You know, like the big...
Yeah, the big ones. Yeah, you can play
shells.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Guy's okay. No word on the conch shell. But Nikki Quarterman evidently has a history of disorderly intoxication and other convictions. Many domestic disputes with past relationship and family members say that it's too bad Nikki's right now just a shell of her former self.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, you know, a lot of folks try to steal as much as they can from that Walmart self-checkout. And Greg Lewis is no exception. You see, Walmart loss prevention officers confronted him right in the checkout.
Good. good.
You see, they found a large pack of light bulbs, some bacon, frozen butterfly shrimp. He had all not paid for. He did say, yeah, I went ahead and stole it because his friends gave me the same idea. Unfortunately, Greg needs some serious improvements. He's not your average Walmart thief. He is the principal at a local school in beautiful Lakeland, Florida.
He was. Shame.
Shame.
I don't know.
Shame.
Well, you can keep his gig.
Shame.
Teach an economics course, maybe.
Yeah. This is how you do it, kids.
Finally, we end up in Nashville here, and don't ever just get, in general, in a chase with the police. Two idiots in Nashville got arrested this past Friday after, police noticed their license plate was obscured, tried to pull them over, but they didn't want to, and thought they could outrun the police. Didn't realize a police helicopter also was following them. And then, a little ways down the road, they're going on. This lasts about 40 minutes, and Jonathan Chapa decides to hang on. Safety first.
Uh-huh.
Pulls over at a gas station and starts to air up one of his tires.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't go far. You got to kick the tires and air them up.
Needless to say, they were caught while he was airing up.
Do you have a dollar?
I get that the low tire pressure light on your dashboard is annoying, but I mean, there's a time and a time.